Praise be the name of Jesus. Good evening, everybody. So I'm obliged to speak in heavenly language or international language because mayroon po tayong mga kababayan. Hindi po makaintindi ng Tagalog. So may I request everybody to please arise in reverence for the reading of God's word for tonight or this afternoon, 6 a.m. Please turn your Bible with me in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, bring one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only on your own interest, but also the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as of Christ Jesus, who being very nature God, did not consider equally with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Let us look unto God in prayer. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of your word. You being God, being humble before us. And thank you, Lord, for your word for tonight. My prayer, Lord, that I may be decreased to God and you will be exalted in this very moment. Continue, Lord, to work in this place. Continue to bless your nations. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may now be seated. The topic of the word, the topic of the message for the Lord this afternoon is, let's have harmony in the church. Maaring ang ilang po sa inyo magtanong bakit wala ba tayong harmony sa church. Maybe some of you may ask that why we don't have a harmony in the church. But let the word of God answer that question to each and every one of us this afternoon. When we are and of one accord, when we pray together, there is a great faith. When you open your Bible, but don't open right now, just take note of it. In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, you will witness how the disciple had the great power when they prayed together. Because of one accord in the church. They are united in asking God. Secondly, in Acts chapter 2 verse 1, when they preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, there was a great power. And I believe even today, if we are united and in one accord, sharing the gospel of the Lord in this island, Bahrain, for sure that there is a great power with us. In Jesus' name. And thirdly, if the fellowship of the God, the Holy Spirit, is with us once again, we can enjoy His presence in these congregations. Beloved, let me share to you this afternoon that our Lord Jesus Christ, nothing on earth is more valuable to God than His church. Talking about us, He paid the highest price for it, and He wants this church, us, to be protected, especially from devastating damage that is caused by division, caused by conflict and disharmony in the church. If you are a part of God's family, it is our responsibility to protect the unity in our fellowship. You are commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ to do everything possible to preserve the unity and promote harmony in our church. What about the tea sippers this afternoon? The Tea Sippers Global Ministry Incorporated. Is there any comfort of love among us today? I believe so. Is there any comfort in Christ to each and every one of us? I believe so, we have. And if there is a fellowship of the precious God, the Holy Spirit, among us today. Before we will start this short message of the Lord this afternoon, let me start this word, how to have a harmony in the church. But before we go on, let me share to you a short story about Gilbert and Sullivan. Gilbert and Sullivan was a very famous, these two guys were very famous in the year, or in the 8th and the late 18th century, in the era of Queen Victoria. These two persons were very famous around the world. In 2 decades and a half, these two persons, Gilbert and Sullivan, conducted 14 major operas around the world, and they've accumulated tons of money because of the ability that they have. Gilbert will compose the song, and Sullivan will give the melody on it. One day, when they purchased a new theater in London, they decided to replace the carpet inside the theater, inside that particular theater. And when the bills came, they found out that the bill reaches to the ceiling of that theater. What we are trying to say, that the bill was too huge amount, and that was enough to the beginning of their split up. Even to the moment that these two persons, they are going to open, they call it a curtain wall or curtain ceremony. These two persons, they walk to the stage one way or another. What I'm trying to say, that this Gilbert was facing on the other side, and this Sullivan was facing on the right, on the left side. And when the people applaud and welcome them, these two particular persons, and been in that particular day, they don't want to look their face each other. That kind of hatred that they have, even though that these two persons were very famous in that generation. What is the message for these two guys, for us today, or this afternoon? They know how to compose a very lovely music. For sure, if you are a music lover, you will not miss to know this two person, Gilbert and Sullivan. Even last March 2009, they continue to conduct their concert in Israel. Pinagpatuloy po nila itong itinataguyod ang pangalan ng Gilbert, but now it became a Gilbert O'Sullivan. Rivalry gives bad company. I want to open, please turn your Bible with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 9. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infant in Christ. I give you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men? What after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servant to whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted a seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants, he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and it will be rewarded according to his own labor. Now verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's building. Praise be the name of Jesus. Believers, many believers became disappointed when the church, for many understandable reason, and I would like to focus tonight that reason, one of the reason is gossip. Pwede mo nang i-open. Let me ask this side, on my right side, just give me an assured example, what is gossip? Just even in Tagalog answer. Please, this on my right side, just give me a little, explanation. I say, try to expound what is gossip is all about. This side, sige kahit sino po, even however, Tagalog or English, no problem. We just want to share or to study about this word gossip for tonight. Please, don't be ashamed. In my right side, what is gossip? Ano yung gossip? Ha? Chismis, ano ibig sabihin ng chismis? I know, itinagalog mo na yung gossip. So, I try to give a meaning of what is gossip. Ano ang chismis? Decide mo na, decide. Ha? Sige bro, so don't be ashamed. We are not in a hurry tonight, but we are going to specifically tackle the word gossip for tonight, because this is a very critical word, and this word gossip will destroy, even create division in the church. Ano yung gossip? What is gossip? Ano yung gossip? Hindi mo ba? Talking about someone, or now on my left, in my left, please. Ano naman yung chismis sa inyong palagay? Dito naman sa party, maliban doon sa sinasabi niya na ano, ibang usapan? Ano yung sabi mo, Brother Gia? talking about someone in English muna. Oh, sige, on my left, there is any other definition about gossip in this side, please? On my left, now, sige. Sister Teresa, ano sa mga kanina? Ah, usap-usapan, para showbiz yan. Okay, usap-usapan. Let me share to you today what is gossip all about. Gossip is passing on information when you are neither part of the problem nor the part of the solution. Think about this word, gossip. The people who gossip to you, for example today or later, will also gossip about you. That is later on, that is for sure. And these are the ones who split churches. Because they're thinking only of themselves. When someone begin to gossip to you from now onwards, say, sister, brother, please stop this business. I don't need to know this. Ang nakakalungkot po, the sad things is that kalimitan pong nasisira si sismes ay yung pang narito sa loob ng iglesia. Yung pang mga anak ng Diyos ang chinichismes. That is the fact. Kaya pag tayo nagkagatan, what happened? May nasasaktan. Makita natin ang iba, hindi na po umatin. We're not talking about dealing with the sin of who is the member of the church. But we're talking about gossip. And this is very essential tactic po yung pong mga ano po ng kalaban para po sirain ang relationship ng bawat isa, especially inside the church. So when you heard when someone started talking back, biting back, I was just saying, just simply said, beloved, parang chismis na ito. Parang sinasaksak na natin yung kapatid natin sa likod. So try to say yes. Siguro hindi na po natin pag-usapan po ito. And this is another thing. When you started gossiping to someone, you'll start to judge that particular believer. That is for sure. When you started talking something against your brethren, salamat po. Pagkatapos po niyan, i-judge mo na yung isa nating kapatid. I would like to share to you today, when you start judging anyone, especially the believer, especially your brethren, mayroon po agad na apat na bagay ang mangyayari po sa inyo. There will be four things will instantly happen to you. The first one is this. You will lose the fellowship with God. Mararamdaman po ninyo yan. Because the spirit that you have in your heart is anger and hatred. The God that we worship is He is an holy God. Wala pong kasalanan doon na nanatili sa Kanya. Yun po kagad ang mararamdaman po natin. Secondly, you expose your own pride and insecurity. That is for sure what happened to you. And the third thing, we set ourselves up to be judged by our God. Because once we judge our brethren, the measure we judge, also the God Almighty will judge po doon sa inyong pag-judge po sa inyong kapatid. At ang pangapat po ay, you harm the fellowship of the church. When you started gossiping or judging anyone, pagkatapos po niyan, faction na po ang mangyayari dyan. Dito na ako kay Brother Apollos. Oh, doon na ako kay Brother Paul. Ganun na po ang mangyayari dyan because of this attitude. As I said in the beginning earlier, na lagi pong biktima dito ay hindi po yung wolves. You know what is wolves? Yung mga sumisiba sa tupa. No. Ang wolves, napakalakas pa dyan sa labas. Ang lagi pong nagiging biktima, mga kapatid, ay mga kapatiran dito. Dito po sa loob ng iglesia. And it's because of that word gossip. As you said, na chismis, chismisan. We are not talking about ladies or men here. We are talking about the souls that is in here in this church today. Maging malalaki ka man o mababae ka man. Beloved, let me encourage you today. When this spirit inject you, I will encourage you today to think about God's garden. Excuse lang po ha. What is God's garden? Pag dumarating na po yung ganun pong klaseng umuudyok sa ating pong isipan, think about God's garden. In growing a healthy fruit-bearing church, try this plan. Magtanim or plant 3 rows of squash. Ano ba yung squash? Kalabasa, no? But let me use this word squeeze today. Squeeze the gossip. That is the where you plant your 3 rows of squash. Squeeze criticism. And squeeze indifference. Pag yung pong 3 squash na yun ay hindi pa sapat para sa inyo, magtanim kayo ng 7 rows ng peas. P-E-A-S. Ano ba sa Tagalog yung peas? Green peas? O white peas? Number 1 P. That is prayer. Ang pangalawa pong P ay promptness. At ang pangatlo pong P ay perseverance. Ang pangapat na P ay politeness. Ang panlimang P ay preparedness. Ang panganim po ay purity. At ang pampito ay yung pong katsagaan na sinasabi po natin, patience. Kung kulang pa rin po yung tanatanim po nyo sa garden po, dagdagan pa ninyo ulit ng 7 namang rows ng litos. Ano ba yung litos? Yung ba yung litsogas? No, litos is like a pichay. Number 1 litos is let us unselfish and loyal. Let us be faithful in duty. Let us search on the scriptures. Ang pang-apat po ay let us not be weary in willing doing. Ang pang-lima po ay let us be obedient in all things. Ang pang-anim po ay let us be truthful. Ang pampito po ay let us love. Let us love one another. Kung hindi pa rin po sapat yung mga naitanim po doon sa garden na yun, pwede po nating pag-isip-isipan at susuriin. Garden will not complete without the turnips. Ano ba yung turnips? Mga tinig-tinig? Ha? Okay, mga bulaklak. So that turnips, say it like this. Turn out for the church. Turn up means turnips, okay? Turn up for meetings in prayer and Bible study. Turn up with a smile, even when the things are difficult. Turn up with determination to do your best in God's service. Kaya pag pumasok po yan, when this kind of spirit injected into your mind, look at the gardens of God's garden and start planting the squash, the peas, green peas, the lettuce, and the turnips. After planting, you may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, and you may reap rich results in God's grace. Ending strife, give a church new life. Matapos po nating mapakinggan yung pong mga bagay na yun na nagbibigay po sa iglesia minsan ng mga kasakitan. Today, let us focus on what we have in common and not our differences. Let us concentrate things which make for harmony on the growth of one another characters. Think about this word. Today we share one Lord, and that is no other than our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross because of His love for us. Today we share one purpose, and that purpose is to honor and to bless our God Almighty. Today we share or we feel the love of our God the Father. Ang sabi nga po natin, His love is an unconditional love, unexplainable love. Others call it an agape love. And we have one, the Holy Spirit, who is in us today, who comfort us in the times of troubles and times of sorrow. The same, the God, the Holy Spirit today, that we enjoy. So bakit tayo magchichismis pa? We enjoy one baptism. This is one of the ordinances of our God, Lord Jesus Christ, given into this earth, that we must baptize in the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bakit magchichismis pa natin yung ating mga kapatid? We don't have a reason for this. We enjoy one love. Ang sabi natin Panginoon doon sa kanyang commandment, worship. Ang sabi niya, the Lord God with all your strength, with all your love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Imagine for that. That is the same love today that we are enjoying. So stop gossiping. Stop backbiting. Because that will lead us for nothing. And the same salvation that we enjoy today, there is only one salvation, and that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any salvation apart from our Lord? Definitely not. And today, we are already enjoying the eternal life that is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ for those who believe and accept Him as their Lord and personal Savior. And of course, one hope and one future, that someday, in God's perfect day, we will be together in that new Jerusalem, walking on that streets of which is pure gold. Paka-paka na lang po natin yung gold doon sa pangako po ng Panginoon. This is very important, rather than any differences. Let me read to you this statement. We must remember that it was God who chose you and me to give us different personalities. Mayroon pong iba sa ating kalbo, di ba? Ang iba po sa ating gandang lalaki. But our God does not look of what personality you have today. But remember that even the backgrounds, the races, the preferences, so we should value, enjoy those differences, not merely tolerate them. We must stay focused on why we matter most, and that is for God's one's unity. Let me read to you today this statement of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please listen carefully. We take pride in birth and rank, but it's said of Jesus, He was carpenter's son. We take pride in positions. Mayroon po, marahil sa iba sa atin ay mayroon pong malalaki ang sweldo. Sabihin po natin, marami tayong kayamanan. We have lots of positions. But Jesus, look at Jesus Christ responded. The Son of Man hath no place to lay His head. We take pride in our respectability. But Jesus said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? That was His statement. We take pride in our personal appearance. Ito na po yung sinasabi ko. Maski magandang lalaki o hindi man, no budget, kahit kalbo-kalbo na tayo, okay pa rin yan sa Panginoon. Because our Lord Jesus Christ responded, He had form nor comeliness. What you mean by comeliness here? Hindi nagsusuklay? Ano ba yung comeliness sa Tagalog? Walang susuklayan. Kalbo na ngayon. No, I'm talking about here that Jesus has no form nor comeliness. We take pride in our reputations. Ito, maraming bumabagsak dito. Lagi natin pinagmamalaki ang ating reputasyon. But Jesus, behold, a man glutinous and a wine bibber. Ano ba yung wine bibber? Pasinggo? Oh. Siguro, kalapit na nga doon. Tagadala ng alap, wine bibber. We take pride in our friendship. Ito, marami na namang sasala dito. Di ba minsan tayo, we are choosing our friends only. Especially lalo na kung kalibir natin, na medyo makwarta, o kaya maano, yun ang kinakaibigan natin. Kasi pag dukot doon, pagsusunod siya naman dudukot. We are this, maraming sumasupply. But look at our Lord Jesus Christ, how He responded kind of attitude. I'm talking about the church. Ang sabi pa ng ating Panginoon, behold, a man, glutinous and a wine bearer, take pride in our friendship. But Jesus said, he was a friend of publicans and sinners. Look at how our Lord Jesus Christ responded precisely. We take pride in our independence. But Jesus said, look at this. Gave himself to people and had a woman at the well draw no water for him. Siguro we know about what we are talking about here. He was a Samaritan woman. Yung Samaritan woman. Okay. Next was, we take pride in our degrees and learning. Dito. Marami dito minsan sumasupply. Take note of this. If you are a highly oriented, or we should say a highly educated person, ang tingin po natin dito sa mga yung pong hindi marunong mag-English, parang walang pinag-aralan, na mababa ang uri. But look at how Jesus Christ described himself. But Jesus never went to college. Think about this. That's why we do, wala po tayong tinatawag dito. We cannot compare ourselves. Whatever attainment in education we may have today, that is not the reason. May babalay po natin, itataas ang ating mga liig. Nang dahil po sa ating education. But look at how our Lord Jesus Christ responded this kind of spirit in the church. He said, Jesus never went to college and it said of him, how knows this man letters having never learned to read? Next, we take pride in our positions. But Jesus said, I am among you as one of you who serves. Think about these things. We take pride in our success. But Jesus said, his own did not receive him or believe in him. He was despised and rejected. Sino ba yung sinasabi niyang his own did not receive him? Of course, no other than his family, his brother and his mother. We take pride in our self-reliance. Galing ko kasi. But Jesus responded, he went down to Nazareth and was subject to his parents. So think about this one. I would like to stop in this particular verse. Jesus Christ was subjected by the authority of his parents. From the beginning of his life to 30 years old, Jesus Christ was under the authority of his parents. And Jesus Christ was a perfect example for that. Hindi po natin siya nakitaan doon ng anumang mga kababalaghang ginawa, mga bagay na ginawa niya against for his parents. We take pride in our abilities. And Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. Think about this humbleness answer. We take pride in our self-will. But Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but Father's. And if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will be, thine be done. That's the response of our Lord Jesus Christ. We take pride in our intellect. But Jesus said, as if the Father has taught me, I speak these things. We take pride in our holiness. Jesus said, He receives sinners and eateth with them. Kumakain po ang ating Panginoon Jesus, maging po kasama ang mga makasalanan. Think about this humbleness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We take pride in the fact that we are the righteous of God. That's true. Because we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. But our Lord Jesus Christ said, He who knew no sin became sin in our behalf in order that we might become the righteousness God in Him. So marami pong salamat sa ating pong pagpakinig doon. And I would like to go on today. The important things that we must remember, that is God. Tapos na ba dito? I think so. I think we finished already in this verse, right? So kala ko, hindi pa tayo tapos today. I know that we finished that already. Okay? So today, choose to encourage rather than criticize. Church, choose to encourage rather than criticize. I would like to share to you a short story about entitled Destroyed by Envy. And I would like to share this to you in Tagalog. Mayroon pong dalawang manlalaro. At ang dalawa pong manlalarong ito, ang isa sa kanila ay talagang kilala sa kanilang lipunan na talagang napakagaling po niyang mananak po ito eh. Pagdating po ng event, on that particular time, ito pong dalawa ay talaga yung isa, very overconfident niya na siyang mananalo. But in that particular moment, sa hindi po inaasahan, yung pong isa na simple lamang nag-iinsayo at patuloy niyang ginagawa yung nararapat, ang siya pong nagwagi on that particular race. Noong pong mananalo na yung isa na pagkasunduan po ng buong committee na ang yung pong nanalo ay paggawan po ng statue. Doon po mismo sa gate ng city na kung saan ay tatayo yung statue. Doon po sa nanalo sa gabi pong yun. Sa araw pong yun. So yung pong isa ay umuwi siyang lulugulugo, yung pong expected na manalo. Ngunit sa kanya pong puso ay nabuo po ang tinatawag nating envy, in jealousy. Yung po ang naghari sa kanyang puso. So dumating po yung awarding ceremony at pinagawa na po yung statue at tinawagan po itong dalawa na umatin. Kasi po, binigyan na nga ng award yung nanalo. So yung pong isa ay nagmumukmuk. Nang dahil po sa envy, and because of that jealousy in his heart, hindi na po siya umatin. Night, every night, sa bawat gabi po na siya ay pumupunta roon, nung makikita niya yung statue po ng kanyang naging kalaban, nagdurugo po ang kanyang puso at namuo sa kanyang puso that one day, ito pong statue ito ay kanya pong dudurugin. Sa kalaliman po ng gabi, this particular person took with him a chisel and a hammer. Tak, 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 tak. Gabi. Last race, uwi na naman siya. Following night, yun na naman. Tinutok-tok na naman po niya yung statue po nung pinagawa ng kalaban. And it's happened even in the church today. We try to destroy others' person. So, nangyari po because of envy and jealousy. Pagkatapos po noon, punta na naman siya. Palakas na po ng palapas yung pagkanyang pag-hammer doon sa statue. So, pinako niya, chinisil niya ng chinisil. Sa katagalan po niya ng sisil, sa tindi ng galit ng kanyang puso, yung pala'y napalaki na yung uka ng statue. He is already rich. He was reaching to the point na maging foundation, ilang pa ako na lang, babagsak na pala yung ano. Day after night, nung pong kinabukasan uli ng gabi, chinisil na naman yan ang chinisil yung statue. At yun po, medyo napalakas na nga yung pako niya dahil sa galit. Ay yung kanyang pag-hammer, bumagsak nga po yung statue. Ano po nangyari? Pati yung kanyang bituka, lumapas doon. Kasi nadagan na nung statue, ang laki-laki. And that was the end of the story for that. Destroyed by envy. So let me share to you today, I think the best thing to do is to choose to encourage rather than criticize. When you criticize what other believers are doing in faith and in from sincere conviction, you are interfering with God's business. Look at Paul in book in the Epistle of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Epistle of Paul to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. Paul was mentioning this. I am the least of all the apostles. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. I am the least of all saints. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Paul said that I am the chief of sinners. Beloved, let me encourage you today that when we worship our God Almighty heartily, for sure the spirit of humility will follow after this. Because a humble man or a humble church or a humble caring church will be a united church. A united church will be effective in its ministry. And one of the supreme model for our unity in worshiping our God Almighty is no other than the Trinity. Makikita natin dito kung paano kumilos po ang ating God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Wala pong overlapping dito. They are not talking about the educational attainment in this particular time. They are not talking about the position in the church this very moment. Pinapakita po dito ang Trinity sa atin that they are united as one. Before we conclude this message, I would like to share to you a short story about the tall top. Mayroon pong isang mananampalataya na sa kanya pong pagmumuni-muni, napag-isip-isip niya, ano kaya kung magkakaroon po ng isang conference at ang mga nasa loob, yung mga tools po, lalong-lalo na yung mga tools na ginagamit po ng karpintero. So ito pong martilyo, dahil napakaingay, sabi niya, gagawin ko itong presider. So, martilyo started tak-tak-tak, tuk-tuk-tuk, this kind of thing, from morning to evening. So ito pong screw, naiirita. Sabi ng screw, kaingay-ingay mo. Para bang nasa church, dada ka ng dada, sabi ng screw. Sabi na naman ng martilyo, ikaw, wala kang ginagawa sa ministry mo eh. kung hindi pa pihitin yung ulo mo, then you accomplish something. Ito kayo niya. Sabi naman ni Brother Sproul, Aba, pata kong nakikita mo. Responded, yan po mga ugali, minsan yung nasa Inglesia. But tingnan mo yung plane. You know what is plane? Yung katam. Itong katam na ito, eh, ang tagal-tagal na dito sa church. Eh. Wala pa rin ginagawa. Hindi nga makakuka ng ka-isang inch o 2 inches na lalim, sabi nung screw. Kasi planer eh. Umaga't maghapon, ito pong planer na ito, katam lang ng katam. Ang katam naman, di siyempre, respect din siya. Sabi ng katam, ba't naman akong nakikita mo? Maigi nga ako, nagpapa... Sana yung ating malayata. Narito lang yan. Sabi ng katam, Aba, ako na namang nakikita mo, brother kata, brother Sproul. Ang tingnan mo yung kapatid na si Roland. Wala nang ginawa yan, kundi sukatin na sukatin. Okay, tama yan. Makasalanan yan. Naging leader yan. Sukat na naman. Sabi na naman, okay, tama yan. Kahapon lang, sinismis ka niya. Ang ruler po yan ang ginagawa sa iglesia minsan. Okay, ito. Ano ito? Paano naman pinahayagan mo magsusunglid yan dyan? Eh, mayroong ano yan. Yun po ang ginagawa ng ruler maging sa iglesia. Even to the leadership point, sometime, it's happened. Ano yan? Ba't may pinahayagan yan? Di marunong maging English yan, ha? Sabi ng ruler. So, ang ruler po ay pabalik. Sabi niya, ba't ako naman nakikita mo? Tingnan mo ito si ano, si kapatid na... Ano yung isang kapatid niya? Si San Pipar daw. Yung anong tawag nito San Pipar sa Tagalog? Pabel de Lija, tama. Mabuti na lang nariyan kayo. Itong Pabel de, kapatid na Pabel de Lija na ito, kung sisiraan ka, mula talampakan hanggang ulo. Pag hindi ka lilihain sa likod, lilihain ka sa harapan yan. Pag hindi ka kaya sa harapan, lilihain ka niyang patagilid. But one day, sa katapos-tapusan po ng kanilang hated argument in that particular time, a humble carpenter from Nazareth walked in. Pagpasok po doon ng humble carpenter from Nazareth, nilagay po niya yung kanyang apron. And that carpenter started making the pulpit. Ito po yung ginawa ng humble carpenter from Nazareth. At ang pulpit pong yun, ito, nating ginagamit ngayon, ay gagamitin para maghayag ng kanya pong salita. And right on that very moment, si Brother Hakso stood up in front of them together with Brother Nate, yung pumpako. And they stood up together and said, My beloved brethren, we are all workers together with the master carpenter, and that is no other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious Father, today we thank you for your word. We thank you for encouraging us, reminding us once again to continue to focus to your goodness and to your love. We thank you so much, Lord, for the way how you remind us today. For indeed, O God, that without you we can do anything. Lord, without your presence, Lord, we can do nothing. And we thank you so much, O Lord God, for reminding us once again your humbleness. We thank you, Lord, for setting us an example that you are a humble person. That even to death on the cross, you remain faithful. In order for us to be saved, in order for us to have an eternal life, we thank you so much, Lord, for your great love to us. My prayer, Lord, that this message of yours will once again remind us to be humble before you and to reject the spirit of insecurity, the gossip, stabbing one another because of the self-ambition. We thank you so much, Lord. My prayer today, Lord, that your love and your mercy and your grace be upon us in everything that we do. Let it be, Lord, that you will be exalted and lifted up in our lives. And that is our prayer, Lord, today, with thanksgiving in our heart for your loving kindness. In your most precious name, Lord, we pray.